This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You've reached another Joy 94.9 podcast.
The hottest event on the LGBTIQ calendar is the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras.
And this week it is Joy.
Thanks to our Joy sponsors, Virgin Australia, who'll fly you there, Airbnb, who'll put you up for your stay, and GoGet, who'll drive you around in style.
Then have the time of your life celebrating the Mardi Gras Parade with a view money can't buy at the Joy 94.9 VIP broadcast.
An unforgettable experience you don't want to miss.
For a chance to win, donate $5 to Joy via joy.org.au.
Enter as many times as you like. There's no limits.
The more times you donate $5, the more chances you have to win.
But do it before Feb 17.
T's and C's apply. See joy.org.au.
The joy of summer.
The joy of Mardi Gras.
Joy 94.9.
On today's podcast, Chris, have you ever just said, no, stop it, stop it, oh, fuck it, I've fucked it, I'm sorry.
Can you do that again, please?
I've fucked it.
Beep!
I've fucked
beep!
It.
Beep!
I've fucked it.
Well, oh, I fucked it.
Yeah. Well, Adele has stuffed up at the Grammys, uh-huh, and she's wanted to start again.
I don't know that it was purely her fault, because I know the Grammys were having a lot of audio issues. Yeah. But look, what happened? Find out.
I fucked it. This is a Chris and Jess podcast.
Now, never has a topic that we were planning on talking about anyway been ever so fitting for us.
It's extremely relevant. And
relevant.
It also includes our gal. Adele.
She our gal.
Well, you know, we
got a few gals.
She provides some good content for us. She's always a bit of a laugh.
She's a bit of a laugh. So, I don't know if you saw this, Jess. I'm going to assume you didn't because you don't really watch anything. Adele was on the Grammys yesterday.
Which I would have assumed.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's a given.
So, I could be bluffing my way through this saying I've already watched it. So,
oh,
yeah.
Did you see the little tech diff? Tech difficulty she had?
Oh, no.
Oh, you didn't.
Well, but I could sympathise.
Well, that's exactly right. So, this morning we've had some issues. Adele, hit this. Hit the music for me, Jess. This is what happened yesterday at the Grammys.
I know it's live TV. I'm sorry. I need to start again. I can't do it again.
Oh, no, Adele.
I'm sorry for swearing. I'm sorry for starting again. Can we please start it again? I'm sorry. I can't mess this up for him. I'm sorry. I can't.
Don't talk over Adele.
I'm sorry for swearing. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry, Ken.
I don't know who Ken is.
Yeah.
And then she starts again. Woo-hoo! Okay. And then she does it again. And so she goes through the George Michael tribute again, sings beautifully as she does. I really love that version they did of Fast Love. And then she was at the very end, she got a standing ovation. She hit all her notes perfectly. Yep. She did really well. She just felt like
She owned her mistake.
Well, yes. And she just felt like she didn't do a great start and she wanted it to be a really great tribute to who was, you know, George Michael, who was such an iconic
figure.
Yeah, absolutely. And she wanted to do him justice. So I think this is quite relevant, as we were saying, because we've been stuffing up this morning. Mm-hmm. We just want to start the show again. We're essentially starting it right now. Adele wanted to start again last night. When have you wanted to start again? When have you just had a little bit of a stuff up and just thought...
Just gone, nah, doing it again.
Nah, can't happen this time. And I love that as well, that she got so much support on Twitter. There were people tweeting Ellen DeGeneres, for example, Bette Midler. Mm-hmm. You know, she can do what she wants. She's Adele. She's amazing. She just wanted to start again. Now, we wanted to start this whole show again.
Yep.
Pretend like we haven't had the technical difficulties
but
that
we've
had.
But, you know, we push on through. So we're taking a fresh start.
We've had a text in from Ted, who's from Melbourne, and he said he would like to start... When you've met somebody, meeting them again.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I understand what you mean, Ted. So, for example, if you feel like you haven't made the best first impression.
It's like when you go the handshake and you mess the handshake up. So, like, you go over, under, and it just sort of ends up being kind of fingers touching and it's not a full proper...
I completely agree.
You're so off on the wrong foot.
I was actually quite sick about 2 months ago, and I met someone for the first time, and I sneezed into my hand, and then didn't realize and shook their hand, and then thought about it for like about 48 hours afterwards, and wanted to compose an email to say that I was sorry and I'd like to start again. But they're like, "How do you even bring that up?"
Yeah.
Anyway,
sorry,
I
gave you germs.
Gotten over it somewhat at this stage. It wasn't great. You know what? I've started again quite a few times lately. You're gonna be like, "Oh my gosh." So my whole life, I have had an electric stovetop.
Yeah. You haven't had a gas cooker.
Yes. So moving into my place in my apartment 6 months ago, that is a gas cooktop. And I'm really struggling to get the hang of when the gas heats up the pan. I know it sounds silly, but electric used to take ages, and I knew that so well. Do you know how many times I've burnt garlic on that gas cooktop? I just can't get it right.
You just want to start again.
I am constantly starting again, so I'm doing the garlic, putting it in the thing, burns, tipping it out, starting again, fresh oil, doing the garlic press again. I keep going through so much garlic. I just keep starting again. Help.
I've got that many television series I want to start again, but I just want to forget them and start again.
Erase your memory.
It's just erase my memory. Just I'm like, oh, that was so good, the twist and turn.
Yeah.
Like, oh, now I want to know it. Damn it.
You need one of those Men in Black mind erasers, and then you can rewatch like The Sixth Sense.
And then I could watch the Men in Black and not even know what it is.
Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy. It's like, what is this thing in my hand? I find out in 10 minutes while watching the movie.
That's what Adele needed. She just needed to do that to the whole audience.
Tell you what, if our next performance, Adele starts putting on sunglasses, watch out, because you're about to forget some stuff.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.